Hey, it's me, Jolina, your little big sis. Welcome to Pretty Life.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Pretty Life with Jolina, your girl, your favorite, your sister. Today I have Pop Off with me, which is Pop Smoke and Takeoff. I usually like to just talk to them because they're my friends. It doesn't matter if they're deceased or not. They are still on the planet. So let's welcome Takeoff. Woo! Takeoff, how are you? He is phenomenal. He's happy to know that he's on a podcast and he's deceased. He's deceased, and he's just so happy to say hello to the people who are here, and he's happy to be able to communicate through somebody else, and he's telling me that he just wants everybody to know that he is happy. He's happy. He's not sad or anything. He's not trying to make up a story. He's actually just talking through me, and he's just saying, hey, I love you, and you're one of the greatest people that I've met in my life, and I just want you to know that I am here to just say what's good in my hood. Okay, cool. So let's talk to Takeoff, because that was Pop Smoke. It was Takeoff in the beginning, and then Pop Smoke wanted to talk over his ass. So, how are you doing, Pop Smoke? Pop Smoke said, I'm doing great. I'm doing what wonderful. I wanted to just come on here and just say what's good. Shout out to New York. New York is one of the greatest places, and I'm from there. So, yeah, it was good. Guys, so this is a very interesting introduction, because those may feel like I am going batshit crazy because I am talking to two people who have passed away. But in my opinion, I have great evidence to say that I'm actually talking to Pop Smoke and Takeoff. Okay. They are literally in here with me in my room, and they're talking with me. And a lot of people don't like to talk to spirits or ghosts or anything like that, because they assume that this is something that is scary. And it's not scary. I mean, if you believe that it's scary, then it is, but it's not. So I just wanted to put them on the podcast because I actually love their music. I'm a big fan of both of them. And I just wanted to just ask them, how are they feeling? It's one of the greatest things ever to be able to have a podcast and be able to interview two great people that I love so much, and just bring you guys with me. And yeah, so let's go with Takeoff first. Takeoff, how are you feeling? Takeoff said, I'm feeling very grateful that I'm here, and I'm grateful to know that Jolina is one of the greatest people I've ever met in my life, and she's given me so much purpose, love, light, and she's given me so much space to share my story and who I am and the things I like and just who I am and who I want to be as a person. And just, you know, Jolina is one of the greatest people ever, and because of that, she will be very great, and one day she will meet Quavo. She really wants to meet Quavo. I want her to meet Quavo too, because Quavo is great, and he's my brother, and that's one thing. That's one thing Jolina did say today, is we're actually brothers. We're not nephews. It's not my nephew. That's my brother. And finally, somebody said it. Jolina said it first. And I just want her to know that she's great and amazing. And she will make it. And she will do anything that she wants to do. And whatever she wants to do will be great. And I just want her to know that I love her, and my family will meet her one day, and when they meet her, she'll No. She's laughing right now because she knows she has to fart. Yo, that shit. Oh my God, bro. What the fuck? Sorry, that was a technical interruption. So sorry, Takeoff. I'm so sorry. I had to fart mid like sentence. Whew! Thank you so much. I appreciate you, but you wasn't done talking. So yeah, going back to what Takeoff was saying. What did Takeoff say? Takeoff said, ooh. He said, Jolina, she farts sometimes. And yeah, it's a part of her goal team to fart at that because she created a wonderful business. And this business that she likes to talk about is called Gold. And Gold, they have their own slogan called We Fart At That. And it's so funny because Jolina will be great one day and she doesn't have to worry about this, that, or the third. She will be one of the greatest people on the planet because we on the planet love her so very much. And it makes me want to cry because I passed away. And when I passed away, I didn't pass away with good love. I passed away with greatness, but good love, no. That's not what I passed away with. And it makes me sad to know that Quavo is somebody who I love. He's somebody who needs me. He's somebody who wants me to do good things. He's somebody who needs Jolina in his life. Oh, I feel his energy. He's sad. He's sad. He's sad without Quavo. Okay, so we're going to give Takeoff a second because he's talking right now, but he's tearing up, and I want him to know that he's so appreciated. He's so great, and he's one of the greatest spirits I've ever came across, and I'm so glad that he mentioned the Gold team because we are gold. That's what I named my business after, and he's actually one of the biggest guys in Gold, and I want to make him the CEO of Gold. So oh, he's happy about that. He's like, yeah, Jolina, I already knew I was one of the CEOs of Gold because she loves me. So yeah, thank you so much. And I want Quavo to know that bros before hoes.
Bros before hoes.
You gotta say it in a man voice because I am also translating what he's saying, but this is my natural voice. So because this is my natural voice, he's a man. This is actually Takeoff that I'm speaking to. He is a man and I am a woman. But he's saying to Quavo as a message, I hope Quavo sees this, hears this, and I hope this actually gets to him in some way, shape, or form. But I've been talking to your brother and he's so amazing, he's so beautiful, and he just wants you to know, bros before hoes. And not only bros before hoes, but we take off. Okay, not only do we take off before them. We take off before who? We take off before how? We be taking off. So let me take off with you. Let me take off with who? Let me take off with them. Let me take off with who? Let me take off with you. Let me take off. Okay, so Takeoff left. He left. He came back. He came back. He just wants me to talk to Pop Smoke now. Pop Smoke is so fucking ready for me to talk to him. He said, I need to talk to my mother. Like, let me talk to my mother. Let me talk to my mother. Let me talk to my motherfucking mother, bro. Woo. Yeah, I'm actually talking to Pop Smoke. I love talking to Pop Smoke because he's from New York or from Boston. So let's give Takeoff a second. I love him so much that I just want him to just have his like life. Like, I just want him to live. I just want trying to live, live so long. And rest in peace to Takeoff. I love him so much. And we do have a connection. So you might think I'm going crazy. I don't care what nobody says. We all have a podcast. And he's a part of the Gold Team. And we just made him the CEO. Okay, going to Pop Smoke, because he's very impatient, but he's, like, so ready to just talk. So, talk, my nigga. He's like, oh, my God. He's so excited. He's literally so, he's like, give me the mic. Yo, ooh, yeah. He's so New York, yo. I cannot wait to talk to him. Wait, but he's like, yeah, so why are you taking that long to pass me the mic? Because I just want you to actually have the mic, but you're from New York and it's given New York. Like, who says you're anymore? We say, what's up? What's good? How you doing? Like, New York is an He say, okay, let me talk. Yeah, so I just want to say thank you to everybody who is listening to this podcast. It is great to know that Jolina is here with me always and forever will be. I want her to know that her aunt Nancy is very interesting. She farts a lot. So because she farts a lot, I want her to I just want her to know that she's one of the greatest people, and she will meet my mother one day. And when she meets my mother one day, just know this is Pop Smoke talking. I am Pop Smoke talking. I'm Pop Smoke talking, bro. And I really want her to know that she's going to meet my mother one day, and when she does, I want her to be there with me, with her, with all the ones that I love. It makes me so happy to know that I still have a voice through her. Like, that just is one of the greatest things ever, to be able to say, hey, I passed away. And because I passed away, that doesn't mean I'm fully gone. Like, I'm still talking on a mic with a human being who has given me the space to say something on her podcast as if I'm still alive. It's crazy. It's definitely crazy. He's next to me right now, and he wants to take the mic. He's like, yeah, so how you doing today? What? No, he's like, so he wants to talk to me, meaning this nigga has passed away and he wants to fuck. How the hell this man passed away and he still wants to have sex? That is so manly. Like, how the fuck is they're my best friends, honestly. I don't really have a lot of friends because I like to just stay by myself and stuff like that. And they don't judge me. They don't make me feel, you know, any type of way. They're literally the first two people on the planet that I, like, love. Like, I've always loved Pop Smoke. When he died, he didn't die to me because he's always here. But, when he passed away, I was fucking sad. I literally walked out my room and I went to my mom and my family. I said, Pop Smoke died. And I was sad about it. And I really love him. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on many men. Many, 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 many men. Wish death on me, yeah, I don't cry no more. I don't look to the sky no more. Cause I got it on me. I got it on me. You could run up if you want. Mercy on me. I love that. That's like literally one of the, oh my God, that makes me want to cry. That's like one of my favorite parts of him. That message was just so beautiful. And on top of that, like, it just makes me happy to know that I could talk to him. Like, I could literally talk to him. Like, I am hoping that he is everywhere on the planet right now talking to all of his fans, not just me. But I do consider myself a fan because I just loved him from the beginning. But yeah, guys, he wants to say something. He said, Jolina gotta take a shit. He said Jolina gotta take a shit, and I love her so much. I love Jolina so much. I love her so much. I love her so much. I love her so much, because she is here with me. She's here with us. She's here, and I'm here too. And I just want to tell a little TJ that I fucked this bitch. I fucked this bitch, and when I fucked her, she sucked my dick so good that I nutted her pussy. Nah, I didn't nut in her pussy. I nutted her mouth, nigga. And on top of that, guess what? What the fuck? Yo, I'm literally translating this, and I'm just like, that sounds like the fucking police sirens. Is that, he said, no, it's not the police sirens. He said, no, it's something else. Okay, whatever. Yeah, what else do you want to say, Pop? Pop said, I want to talk to my mother real quick. So, my mom, she needs me. And I know she needs me, and I miss her so much. And Jolina is going to talk to her. She's gonna talk to her. And when she talks to her, I can't make your voice like mine. Yo, okay. He said when Jolina talks to my mother, I just want her to know that. I want her to know that Jolina is a great person, and it will happen one day. And when it happens, don't say rest in peace, say rest in paradise. Because we're on paradise. Yeah, we're all on paradise. Guys, I created a game. Rest in peace of Pop Smoke. I hate saying that because he's not at peace. His nigga is in paradise, literally laughing to the top of the fucking mountains, trying to climb on Mount Everest, trying to climb the fucking Hollywood sign right now. And my name, my star Jolina, it'll be in a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And when it does become a star, I just want everyone to know that spirits, they're not gone, they're always here. When they always fart, just know we fart at that. Your gold is here, and the gold, ooh, that's what we do. Rest in peace to Nancy. Savion. Ooh, Savion. Your mother used to fart a lot, and I know you hear this. I want you to know you are going to be meeting the AMP. Ooh. Yo, you are going to be meeting the AMP members, because I am literally watching over you. Savion is my cousin. His mother recently passed away, and I love her so fucking much, bro. She passed away from suicide, and I just want her to know that her son, which is my biological cousin, we are going to be very big and famous one day, and I think this is the only way. 18. She down. The 19th, but 18, every time I see 18, I just think of her. I don't know why. It's always 18. Down 19. 9 plus 9 is 18.
Every single time I get this wrong, she's always laughing. 9 plus 9 is 18. It's 18. Anyways, we're 18 minutes in, and I just want to say, Nancy, you do have a spot here always. And Nancy said, I want to tell Savion that Christine is not a bad person. She's just like me. She's just like me. And I just want her to know that I love her. That's my daughter, and she got nice eyes like Jolina. And because of that, Savion, you will see Jolina again, because that's your cousin. You guys have a birthmark on your fucking left leg. And my birthmark is a bit smaller, and I always thought it was because I'm a girl. And his is bigger on the same leg, and I always thought it was because he's a boy. But according to Nancy, she's just saying, Jackie, I fucking love your daughter. And because I love your daughter, she's going to get us out the fucking hood. Not only the hood, but she's going to get us out. And Jeremy, he'll be fine. And guess what? He'll have a house in Costa Rica, because that's the goal that me and Nancy had from the beginning. And she's like, yes! She's like, yes, I remember that. I just want Savion to know. I want Jeremy to know. I want Samson to know. I want everybody, Anthony, to know that Devin was my favorite. Everybody, Devin. Devin is everybody's fucking favorite. Why is Devin everybody's fucking favorite? Like, Devin, yo, you're everybody's fucking favorite. When we get up, when we get big, when we get there, bro, guess what? Listen, you are everybody's favorite because you're light-skinned. And Valdo, he has your eyes. That's why. But you don't have Valdo's eyes. You have my mother's eyes. But Valdo is somebody my mom loves. So because of that, you're everybody's favorite because she fucking loves your damn daddy, Valdo. So Valdo, if you're hearing this, my mom, Jackie, loves you so much. And that's why Devin is everyone's favorite. But going back to what Nancy's saying, Nancy said, Jolina said that, not me. Jolina said that, not me. All I wanted to know was if Savion was okay. And Savion is okay because he's with Christine, and I love Christine, and Christine is a great person, and I love her, and Christine, yes, and Jarvis, rest in peace to Jarvis. Rest in peace to Jarvis. Rest in peace to Terrell. Terrell is still alive, but Terrell passed away. Terrell didn't pass away. Terrell is still alive. Terrell passed away. He didn't pass away. See, I'm talking to Nancy. She said no, he didn't pass away. She just wants me to practice this because he didn't pass away. No, he didn't. I will be seeing Terrell and Christine and Savion, and I will literally give all of them a fucking hug because I know my auntie, she smells very distinct. She used to smell like cigarettes. She said, I know. She said, I know. A lot of people used to say that. A lot of people used to say I smelled like cigarettes because I used to smoke cigarettes and a Black and Miles. Your mother used to smoke Black and Miles too. And yeah, I used to smoke Black and Miles and things like that. So, yeah. But going back to rest in peace to Nancy. I love Nancy. She will always be here with me. Always in love, forever, for love, for eternity. I love you so much, so that you love me so much that you love who? You. And because you love you so much, I love you so much. And if you love me so much, and I say, ooh, fuck everyone else because I only want you and you only want me because I love you. I love you to everybody who's here. I love you all. I love you. So yeah, I have a podcast, but I'm not by myself. I'm literally interviewing people who are deceased. Please listen to this. But listen to it. And when I'm on your interview, when I'm on your podcast, when I'm with you, guess what? I got a team. Niggas in the spot. Remember Niggas in the Spot? Gorgeous. Yeah, rest in peace to Danny, because I love Danny, and Danny was one of the greatest guys of my life, and I just want to say, I know he passed away, from suicide too, and he was my neighbor, and Danny, he's with me, he's always with me, and he loves me so much, he wants me to know, I know, right? So, if you guys are searching that story recently happened, and I had nothing to do with it at all. I just want you guys to know that Dan, he was my favorite, too. He was my favorite because he was dead drop, gorgeous. And he was so gay. Like, he was so fucking gay. And shout out to all the gay people. Because gay people, like, we really did that. Like, bop it. Twist it. Pull it. Ele. Oh my god, shout out to LGBTQ+. I put the B in bisexual, so put the B's in bisexual. We put the B's in sexual. But yeah, going back to Takeoff, because he's fine now to speak. He wants to say thank you, and Offset is somebody he could not forget about, obviously. I always forget about Offset. I don't know why I always forget about Offset. I just feel like he has Cardi B, so because he has Cardi B, I'm just like, oh my god, I don't want to talk about her man. you know, because I fucking love Cardi B. I will be meeting Cardi B. And when I do, shake my hand, girly. I like you. And I always wanted to be a stripper, too. But I don't know if I want to be a stripper because I want to dance or because I just want the money. Because I don't want all these men in my face. So when I meet Cardi B, just know I don't want Offset at all. I just want to be with Offset because I talked to his uncle, his fucking brother, his fucking nephew. I talked to Takeoff. And Takeoff is nephew, actually. And he's his uncle. So I just like talking to him. But he has one more thing he wants to say. He wants to say, Offset is one of the greatest guys of my life. And he's given me so much purpose, life, and love. And I just want him to know that it's not bros before hoes. It's uncles before knuckles. It's uncles before hunkles. It's knuckles before munkles, and it's knuckles before dunkles. It's knuckles before funkles. It's knuckles before junkles. It's knuckles before funkles. It's knuckles before junkles. It's knuckles before hunkles. And it's knuckles before dunkles. It's knuckles before hunkles. And it's knuckles before dunkles. Okay. I love that. Thank you so much. And I want this message to be for him. So when he hears it, he's going to be like, wow, that is a message literally for me from Takeoff. And Takeoff said, Offset is not Offset. Never off your set. But not only that, I love him. I never really said that much, but I definitely love you. And when you listen to this, don't think she crazy. She ain't crazy. She just crazy. She crazy enough to say, I love Takeoff, Offset, and Quavo. So, yeah, I love you. Okay. And Pop Smoke wants to say, rest in paradise to everybody here. But Pop Off, which is Pop Smoke and Takeoff, they are both happy as fuck in heaven. I just want everybody to know that they're not sad at all. They're just happy to know that somebody is speaking to them and giving them a platform and believing that that they're here, and they're here with me, and they love me so much. They love me so much. Yeah, especially Pop Smoke. He fucking loves me. He's so gay. He's so fucking gay. He's so gay. Meaning, this nigga will literally walk it like I talk it. And they love to call me walkie talkie because I walk and talk to myself. But yeah. Wow. They love me, and they think I'm gonna be very successful. And when I get to that point of success, I'm gonna have a lot of money. And when you have a lot of money, you're gonna have a lot of people in your face. And I'm not ready for that. I actually don't like people at all, like at all. Fucking hate people. And it's only because that's how I always been all my life. They recently diagnosed me with bipolar disorder. I don't believe I'm bipolar. I just believe I'm antisocial. And I just don't really like to be around people. So if you have me on your interview or your podcast, just please understand that I'm not a bitch. I'm just somebody who just likes myself. Like, I like myself. I like my space. I like being alone. And that's okay. But if I decline a interview or anything like that, it's because I just feel like you are not trying to just interview me or my people or understand my mental health or even understand the fact that, like, I am actually talking to people who are deceased. And that's something that's very, very, very important for everybody to know, that I'm actually talking to people who are deceased, but they still have a voice and they're still here. And I want everybody to know that you need to talk to your family members on dead dogs. You know why? Because that's why we say, that's where we from. And all, woo, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. We say on dead dogs. Why do we say on dead dogs? Because why? We talk to our dead. That's why you're dead. Anyways. Yeah, so Pop Smoke wants to say, yeah, we from the Bronx, New York. I don't give a fuck about nothing Jolina has said. Yeah, JoJo. He called me JoJo, naturally. That's what people call me, JoJo. People do call me JoJo. Fuck what JoJo said. We from Bronx, New York, but yeah, rest in peace to Bostonians. Because Jolina is very Bostonian, but she's resting in peace with us. So rest in peace to all Bostonians. Yeah, fuck your dad. Anyway, y'all, me and Pop Smoke are about to go back and forth. I'm not ending this. This is going to be the longest episode. I'm not ending this because, what? You're dead? Fuck your dad? Fuck your dad. Fuck your dad. Fuck your dad. Fuck your dad, nigga. Yo, Pop Smoke is like, I don't even want to say nothing. I don't want to say nothing. Because if it's really on woo, I'll just say, fuck you, bitch. I just say, fuck you, bitch. He said that. He literally just said that. He just said that on my podcast. He said that on my podcast. He said that on my podcast. He said, fuck you, bitch, on my podcast. Anyways. Pop Smoke said, I'm done. I miss you, mommy. And Take Off said, I'm done too. I miss you, Take. 3. I miss you, Quavo. I miss you, Offset. Nancy said, I don't want to hear none of that shit. I don't want to hear none of that shit. I don't want to hear none of that shit. I miss Savion. I miss Christine. I miss Terrell. And I miss Jarvis. I miss my kid. You cannot leave this podcast without shouting out all the people that I talk to. I swear to God, you can't do it. You cannot. I just can't. Not shout out Cito and Christian. Christian and Cito came into my life at the same time, just as much as Pop Off did. They came into my life at the same time, and they're beautiful as fuck. And Take Off said... Yo, he's laughing in heaven. He's literally laughing in heaven right now. He's fucking dying in heaven. Literally dying in heaven. But yeah, he's dying in heaven. Anyways, Christian said, this is my cousin and I love her, and I miss Anthony, and I miss Christopher. I miss Christopher, that's my twin. And my twin will always know that if anything happens, guess what? We twins, nigga. Ain't no fraternal, ain't no none of that. I hated when people used to say fraternal. What's fraternal? We're twins. We're twins. We're twins. Yeah, we're twins. I don't know why I gotta keep saying that. We're twins. We're twins. We're twins. We're twins. I love my dad. I love my mom, Sherry. I never really call her Sherry either. I call her mom. But shout out to the mom, because I want her to know that I'm fine here. I love Jolina, and she has a good game that's about to come out. And on PS5, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4. Xbox One, called Paradise. Paradise is a game that Jolina created with her brain, and helps with creating that game. She made it with Nancy and Harold. And Harold was one of the CEOs for Gold, but he decided to quit and get terminated at the same time. So we'll talk about Harold in a second. But this is a very long podcast, so I just want to just let everybody know that if you guys are following along, follow along, but just listen. When you listen, you'll open up your ears. When you listen, you'll hear. When you listen, things will be easier for you guys to understand. But I'm talking to a lot of different people at once. I'm talking to my cousins who passed away. I'm talking to my aunt who recently passed away. I'm talking to
Quavo and Takeoff. I'm talking to everybody, and I'm giving them a voice here. So this is going to be one of the longest podcast episodes ever because I actually want to explain what Paradise is. Paradise is a video game that will be in GameStop. It's similar to GTA, but it's real life. It's just controlled by spirits. And I will really, really, really want to speak to GameStop about it because it's one of the greatest games ever. Guess who is running the game? Spirits, and I don't call them spirits, I call them guardian angels because they are beautiful and they're angelic and they're angels and they guide me and they love me and they talk to me and they're my friends. So we created a game called Paradise, and that video game will be in store, and when it is in store, just sign me off and just say, hey, Jolene, she made this up with two great spirits that day in the car. It was just an idea, and now it's in GameStop. So, yeah, going back to Christian. Shout out to Christian. Rest in peace to Christian. Rest in peace to everybody who is on this podcast right now. I'm interviewing everyone and giving them a space. But rest in peace. Not only that, not only rest in peace, rest in paradise, because that's what we say now in America. We say rest in paradise, and I just want to say a pledge of allegiance that I made up because this pledge is for people who are deceased on the planet, and everybody who is deceased on the planet knows me. We have a pledge, and I am the president of people who are deceased. So shout out to you guys. Rest in peace. Not only rest in peace, rest in paradise. So let's say our pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which I stand, one nation, under God, which is me, indivisible never, with liberty and justice for all, even me. That stands. That will always stand, and that is with me, with you, with you, with me, for self-love, for love, for all of us to know love is in the air. And when you love self enough to say, I love you, and then some. So, love that. So thank you for listening to this. I want to go back to Christian, because Christian and Cito has, and Maynard and my grandparents have a lot to say, and Harold, because without Harold, without Danny, this would be nothing, especially Danny, because I love him so much. Daddy, he loves when I say that. He loves when I say that. He loves when I say that. So let's go back to Christian. Christian said, he's crying. It's hard for him to talk right now, so maybe we could go to Cito. Cito is my uncle who passed away from suicide years ago, but I want to give him a space to share his thoughts on my podcast and just say something, because I feel like even though me and him didn't really have a real memorable relationship, because I was so young, I do remember him in my life, and I remember seeing him. I remember my mom loves the fuck out of him, and she still talks about him sometimes. So Cito said, I love you, Jackie, and I love you, Nancy, and your passing just shocks me, because you're with me always too, because we did the same thing to each other. We killed ourselves. Damn. That was a moment of silence. Nancy said, I don't want to talk to you about that. I don't even want to talk to you at all. Nancy, why did you say that to Cito? She said, exactly. I don't know why he's talking to me. I feel kind of spooked out by that. Cito said, why would you be, what the fuck is wrong with you? No, this is ghetto as fuck. I'm sorry, this is getting a little bit too personal, because what the fuck, my family is literally communicating back and forth through me, and I'm just not like, what the hell is this? Is what the fuck is going on here? What? Yo, Cito said, yeah, this is a family reunion, because I'm telling Nancy that she fucking killed herself, and because she fucking killed herself, I'm wondering as to why she killed herself. I don't understand why she killed herself. Why'd you kill yourself, Nancy? And Nancy said, who the fuck is asking me questions about what I did to myself?
why would you ever ask me questions as to what the fuck? Who the fuck is this? Cito, you passed away. Yo, what the fuck? Yo, Cito, you passed away. Yo, Cito, you passed away. Me and Jolina both agree, like, what the hell is happening? But I just want to say rest in peace to Cito. Rest in peace to me. Rest in peace to everybody here, because we're all having a voice on a podcast. But for some odd reason, we still have a lack of communication between each other and the family, the Smith family. Shout out to me, because my name is Jolina Dominique Smith. My last name is Smith, but these are my family members, and they're literally going back and forth through me. It's fucking crazy. But yeah, anyways, hey, listen, if you guys are done, you guys need a space. But Cito, is there anything else you want to say? Because Nancy, she's literally like, I want to say something. Cito, what do you want to say? Cito said, Nancy, I fucking hate you. And Nancy said, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? This nigga is really just trying to fucking, like, fuck with me. Like, we are not doing this. I'm sorry, no. Let's go on to my nod. How are you? He loves when I talk to him like this, but he also is like, this is my family. We're family, and my nod, he did not meet me ever in his life, but he just knows that I'm his niece. I'm his niece, and Jackie, that's his sister. They have the same mom, and I'm her daughter. And he's like, wow, I needed to know that, because I just wanted to know Nancy, she passed away. Yo, Nancy's like, my nod, what the fuck is this? Jolina, I don't want to talk to these fucking people. Jolina, I don't want to talk to them. Jolina, I don't want to talk to them. Jolina, I don't want to talk to them. Okay. This is scary. This is actually scary. Because my family members are deceased and they're talking to each other. What the fuck? Aren't you guys in the same room? Anyways. Obviously not. You guys are not in the same room, and it's kind of scary. Yo, anyways, so let's move on to Papi, which is my granddad. I like to call him Edwin. Papi said, "Man, I don't know who you talk about. I don't know who you talk about, who you talk to, but if you talk to someone, you don't talk to me, because I'll fuck your head." That's what he said. And my mother-in-law, no, not my mother-in-law, my grandmother, mommy, which is my mom's mom, and my mother's father. These are biological people. My grandmother said, "My name is Mommy. She likes to call me Mommy, but she just knows abuela just means meal. Si. And she's also impressed by my Spanish speaking. Yeah. So I think we're done now. Who else do I have to talk to? Nancy. Nancy wants to talk again. Nancy said, "I don't want to be rude or nothing, because this is Jolina's podcast, and I don't want to come off like a bitch. But Cito, I don't know why you even said that. That's kind of rude and offensive, because you killed yourself and I did the same thing." Then he said, "I killed myself too." What the fuck is wrong with people who are committing suicide? People who are committing suicide, they love it. They're the utmost self-love. I don't care what you say. You killed yourself. You love yourself so much that you said, "I take my life first, bitch." Then he said, "Daddy." He said, "I am Jolina's neighbor, and Jolina talked to me about Nancy. And Nancy was one of her favorite people to talk to. And sometimes I would literally spectate Jolina's life. And she would dance sometimes. And when she would dance, she used to think about Rihanna. So Rihanna, just know, I recently passed away and I want to meet Justin Timberlake." I mean, Justin Timberlake. And I want Jolina to meet Rihanna, because she danced just like you. And I love you so much. I love you so much. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I love you. I love you so much. And you're my best friend. And he's like, I know. We are best friends. And I love you so much. And I appreciate you. And I'm happy to know that you're here with me. And yeah. I love daddies. Anyways, I love my father and my mother and everybody who's here. But I just want to say bye, guys. This was it. This was the only... This was the podcast, and I just want everyone to know thank you so much. And shout out to people who have passed away. They are happy in heaven. Please talk to your dead family members. They're not only dead, they're deceased, but they're also on the planet. And I like to say they're in paradise because they're happy where they are. Don't say anything bad about people who passed away, because if you say anything bad, it's going to bite you in the ass. And on top of that, you don't want to create a wrongful soul tie with anybody who has actually passed away. So when you talk to your dead family members, just know that they are there and they can hear you. And this is not crazy. I don't have any mental health issue. They did diagnose me with bipolar disorder, but this has nothing to do with being bipolar. Look at me now. I'm going to be meeting a lot of great people. I'm going to touch a lot of cash. And when you touch my hand, when you touch me, just know that you touch gold. And I like gold. And Johnny Dane, guess who? Johnny Dane, he's going to meet me. And when he meets me, just know Takeoff is with me. And I'm going to meet all the people that I really want to meet and all the people who I need to meet again, which is my loved ones, family members, and my past ones, family. They need me. So I love you guys. And yeah, have a great, 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 great rest of your evening. And this is going to be posted on 12/10. Today is December 9th, 2024 at 6:34 p.m. So bye. Love you. Love, Jolina.